We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the 14th chapter, the second section, the 14th chapter of the Avat Chesed. And now let's get back to the concept we've been discussing of doing kindness. הנה ידעתי כי עדיין לא סיכלנו את הדרך מכל וכל, כי עדיין היצר יבוא בפנים אחרים. וחפץ חיים took it upon himself to take on our יצר הרע. And he said, I'll tell you, the Yetzirah is going to convince you with this reason, or that reason, or the third reason why not to do kindness, and I'll give you good answers how to overcome your Yetzirah. And I know, he says, that the Yetzirah has other angles that he's going to attack a person and tell him, don't do it. V'yomar, ma li liyot tzadik v'chassid yoter mikol? A person will tell himself, why should I be more pious than anyone else? Yeah, why should I be the pious one? I was on my way with my son this Shabbos afternoon, and we were going to learn, so we don't have that much time to learn, but we had a good 45 minutes. And on the way, we see a street lamp with the cover that's off. So you have electric wires running there where little kids could stick their hands inside. So I went to look for things to stuff up the hole, where so kids wouldn't be able to stick their hands inside. So my son said to me, there's so many people walking by here and no one else thinks they have to stuff up that hole. Why do you think you have to stuff up that hole? So I said to him, you know, in life, you're going to encounter many instances of chesed where no one else is going to think they have to stop what they're doing to deal with it, and you're going to stop and deal with it. Chesed is about not asking ourselves, well, why doesn't someone else do it? Well, I don't know why no one else does it. Maybe they don't realize the importance of doing it. Maybe they don't realize that here's a beautiful mitzvah before them. So we took out. It took us a good 15 minutes till we got enough stuff that it was relatively safe to leave it that way. So the Chafetz Chaim says, one of the things that plague us is that a person feels like, why should I be more righteous than anyone else? Hello, ploni ufloni. Shem Ashirim, you tell me many. Look at him, look at the other guy. They're even more wealthy than I am. Einam do'agim klal alinyan redifat tzedakah v'chesed. I don't see them worried about chasing after opportunities to do kindness. Ela kol echad tzaver hon nanchil levanav acharav. Each one of them is amassing his wealth to leave over for his kids afterwards. Ve'afanik motam, why shouldn't I be like Mike? Let me also gather wealth to leave over for my kids. I'll also find opportunities where I'll be a nice guy. So the Chafetz Chaim says, okay, I'll answer you. If two people would come to you and they tell you, we have an excellent property that you could buy now. And they promise you, you know, with time, that property, you're going to make a mint off of that. That's an excellent place to buy real estate. And those people are known, they are real estate gurus. Whatever they say goes up, goes up. And you also know their reputation, you've been following them. Whatever they say, they know what they're talking about. ובינתיים בא גם כן אחד המיוחד, שהוא ראש לכל הסוחרים, שמעולם ועד עולם. And then one of the top businessmen, ושיבח גם כן את העסק מאוד ומאוד, he comes along and he tells you, that's a good deal, I also agree with what they recommend. הלוך איש מהראית הזריז בקניית החצר ההוא, wouldn't you be quick to buy that piece of property? אף שהיית צריך להוציא על זה כמה אלפים רובלי כסף לתתה, even though right now you'd have to lay down a few thousand rubles of silver now. ולא היית חושב כלל שהמסחר הוא יותר טוב לבני גבירים גדולים. You wouldn't start saying, gee, why don't all the big businessmen buy this piece of real estate? Then you wouldn't talk that way. שלהם יהיו את ההצלחה. You wouldn't say, shouldn't they be the ones profiting now? ולא לידע הקטן באנשים. You wouldn't say, you know, I'm not such a big businessman. Why should I get into such a good deal? ועד רבה, היית שמח וטוב לב על שהזמין לך השם יתברך, but on the contrary, you'd be happy, you'd feel good that Hashem gave you this opportunity שתוכל לעלות מעלה העליונה לקנות לך השם כשם הגדולים שיהיו בארץ. Now, they're not only going to have Trump Towers, they're going to have Frankel Towers, Zwicker Towers. You'll say, oh, it's an opportunity. כן, אחי, בעניין הזה. So he says, you know what? This is how it is when it comes to this. המסחר הזה של רדיפת החסד בכל הכוח, this type of business of pursuing kindness with all your strength. כבר תראו לנו שני אנשים גדולים אשר בארץ המפורסמים כל העולם לנאמנים מובקים בכל חוכמה מאוד. Two people who are famous for their wisdom, the best businessmen, the smartest people, they already explored this trait of kindness, and they are Avram Avinu Alav Shalom Ushlomo Melech Alav Shalom, Abraham and King Solomon, two very wise men. Those of you who were with us in our Meiri class, we discussed, was it in the Meiri? Yeah. That Avram was a child prodigy. One of Avram's strengths was that at a very young age, he was talking, philosophizing. The whole world recognized this kid's a genius. So you have two exceptionally wise men, Avram and Shlomo, King Solomon. And they praised this business of doing kindness very much. They revealed to us that if we want the best success, that's the way to go. So next time we'll learn, or we'll go into details, how they recommended this. How Avram recommended this, how Shlomo recommended this. But he's saying the next challenge a person has when it comes to doing kindness is that he feels like, why isn't everyone else doing it? Look at other people. They're putting their money in the bank. They're putting their money in the stock market. They're putting their money in all kinds of investments. Why should I put my money in kindness? And to that he's saying, you know, if it were a good business deal, that you had good recommendations, you wouldn't be thinking this way. So here I'm going to tell you, this is a very good business deal. The top businessmen, Avram and Shlomo Melech, Abraham and King Solomon, they strongly recommended entering this type of business deal. And he'll quote us the quotes, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.